This is Drive
with Michael Smith.
891 ABC Adelaide.
Now imagine this, you're sitting at home watching the 7 o'clock news on ABC One. The opening titles roll, they strike up the news theme. But there on your screen is not the wonderfully warm and human Jessica Harmsen, but a news reading android. They've just unveiled a humanoid news-reading robot in Tokyo, who I've got to say is eerily lifelike and quite a long way from this bloke. You might remember this 3D animated creation back in the 80s.
This is Max Headroom, and what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever produced in the history of television.
This new creation is much more high-tech than Max Headroom. It's called a Kodomo-roid, Kodomo being the Japanese word for child. Joining us now, Associate Professor David Dow, who's with the Machine Learning and Artificial Intelligence Unit at Monash University. David Dow, welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
What do you make of these Japanese creations?
Well, from what I've been able to glean, I'm not overly impressed. The impression I'm getting, and I'm not totally across the story, the impression I'm getting is it's a sort of glorified text-to-speech converter and admittedly a pretty good human lifelike form. But forgive me for saying I feel slightly underwhelmed. Perhaps I'm not totally across what they've done.
Really? Because they looked incredibly lifelike to me. I guess we've had pretty good animatronics in the past, but it's how you interact with them that I guess makes them cutting edge or not.
Well, and the interaction isn't clear. Like, I'm not sure whether or not at the moment it's just text-to-speech. Now, of course, interaction will come down the track. So, yeah, there's certainly an advance in the lifelike form, but from what I'm able to gather, I can see why it's newsworthy, but it just seems like a quite convincing lifelike form that has a pretty good convincing text-to-speech conversion. So, I'm not yet sold on it, to be honest, at this point.
But I guess if you're looking for a replacement newsreader, text-to-speech is probably about all you need, isn't it?
Well, far be it from me to say that, lest a few newsreaders be up in arms. But it does raise the issue of how many of, dare I say it, your questions could have been pre-recorded. Now, when one thing is taking place in our conversation is you're responding to what I'm saying and I'm responding to what you're saying, and no one can see our faces, but this technology doesn't yet seem to do that. But, but yes, the lifelike form of it does seem to be quite convincing, and it does make you wonder how many other newsreaders, tour guides, or whatever other professions by and large could be said to just give speeches, politicians or whatever, could possibly have this thing fill in as a double.
What's curious is that they're saying this thing has a sense of humour. Is that possible?
Well, I believe that it's possible that machines can develop all the emotions that we can. Now the jury's out on that one, but I'm not at all convinced that Kodomo-roid has a sense of humour. From what I've been able to gather, like I say, it just seems to be text-to-speech with some prepared lines and possibly some prepared intonation of voice. Now, I might be wrong on that, but from what I've been able to gather, I'm not convinced that there's anything more to it.
So you reckon that machines one day will be able to feel emotion like humans?
I believe so. If we don't ruin the planet in nuclear holocaust or whatever first, I think that, yes, with time, machines will gradually be able to do more and more of the things that we do. And for example, we have driverless trucks on mine sites, there are driverless cars appearing on roads, and increasingly we delegate more and more responsibility to machines. I think we're a fair way off machines being able to do the finer points of poetry writing and whatever, but progress is being made.
What about in terms of general interaction with these humanoid-style robots, apart from the driverless contraptions that we have around the place now? Is part of this really overcoming the barriers that we have as human beings interacting with these inventions, as much as the technology is in terms of further developing it to incorporate emotion and those sort of things?
Well, you possibly need to talk to a psychologist more than to me on that one, but it would seem that people are far more interested in interacting with things that have got a lifelike form than something that's got sharp metal edges or whatever. But it does start, as the article I was reading online raises, does start to make you wonder what it is to be human and indeed how many things could be delegated to some convincing looking machine just reading out the speech.
Everyone wanted to have a dog-like canine from the Tom Baker years of Doctor Who. We haven't really advanced that far in the last 30 years, have we?
Well, slowly but surely. Canine, of course, didn't look very human-like. Didn't look very dog-like. Certainly didn't look very human-like. And Max Headroom, as you point out in the intro, didn't look that human-like. But the technology advances. And to me, the technology of having convincing external features is an easier thing to do than to actually be able to simulate the behaviour in a convincing way.
Associate Professor, thank you so much for joining us on Drive, and we'll see if you can be more excited about their next developments from Japan. But I appreciate your cynicism on this.
Well, it might just be my ignorance, but thank you very much, Michael.
Good on you. Associate Professor David Dow from the Machine and Learning and Artificial Intelligence Department, even at Monash Uni, talking about cadomeroids, these adolescent-looking humanoids that have been unveiled in Japan. I don't think Jessica Harmson's in danger of losing her job anytime soon. She's too good. Could never be replaced by an android.